Welcome to the Word and Spirit Podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Before we join Reverend Greer, let me tell you about our website. RandallGreer.org is filled with information that is sure to be a blessing to you, including free downloads of MP3s, videos, Bible studies, newsletters, and other materials. That address again is www.randallgreer.org. Greer is spelled G-R-I-E-R. Now, let's go to Reverend Greer.
I said you can sing the glory down. If you worship God and you praise God in your darkest hour, just sing the glory down on yourself. Just praise God. Just out of your spirit. You say, Brother Randy, I don't have no music. I don't know how to play an instrument. Well, just give him your voice and just sing the glory down. My daddy sang the glory down because the nurses testified to me about it. Said the glory of God was all over your daddy, honey. I said, well, tell me some more. She said, well, we had to go about our chores and our duties. She said, so we couldn't stay in there about an hour. And said, but we left him. He said, after about 2 hours, we noticed, you know, way down the other end of the hall, we noticed we didn't hear Mr. Greer no more, and we figured he went to sleep. So finally, I sent somebody, the head nurse said, I sent somebody back up there to check on him, and guess what? Said, he was gone. He sang his way into glory. I'm here to tell you, the angels of God escorted him. Y'all fool with me, we'll get up a load tonight. I'm here to tell you, what was Daddy doing? He was patterning himself after God, and he knew, and he saw that he was supposed to go, and he was being led by the Holy Ghost to do what he was doing, and he sang his way into glory. You need to have the glory of God. I'm here to tell you, heaven is real, ladies and gentlemen. There's a real heaven. There's real angels. There's a real Holy Ghost. There's a real Jesus Christ. In fact, I'm going to preach a sermon before long. It's called With a Real Holy Ghost, Please Stand Up. Y'all remember that? To tell the truth? Y'all remember that? To tell the truth, and then have different people acting. Well, I'm here to tell you, there's a lot of people that's saying the Holy Ghost is a certain thing or a certain way, and I know it ain't, and I'm going to preach a sermon one day called With a Real Holy Ghost, Please Stand Up. And just talk about who He really is. But there is a place that God wants you and I to live in the glory, to live in the anointing. But at the same time, there is real devils that don't want you and I to move into everything that God has for us. But I've got news for the devil, and I've got good news for you, or even better news for you, is that the devil has been defeated. But notice here in Genesis chapter 1, verse 1, what was our point 1? Huh? Pattern your life after God, and A under that was what? Learn to be led of the Holy Spirit. Isn't that right? We want to learn to be led. When you pattern yourself after God, and you could just stay right there for a long time, but you learn to be led of the Holy Spirit. When you're following God, yes, you've, number one, follow the written word. That's what you do. This is the first and foremost place. And anything that God speaks to you must line up with the Word. And if it doesn't line up with the Word, just throw it aside as a bunch of bunk and junk, or either the turnip greens was not greasy enough for you when you ate them. You know what I'm talking about? Collards and turnips won't hurt you, I'm here to tell you. Now, they don't know what this is. And out in Oklahoma, they don't even know what a boiled peanut is. The church here, she made sure I didn't eat Patty's peanuts before I got home. Pastor Susan did. They don't eat Patty's peanuts, you know, because out there, they don't know what boiled peanuts is. I mean, you talk about boiled peanuts, they think you fell off the moon somewhere and hit your head on the earth. I mean, they don't know what it is. They don't know what's good. And we, you know, Pastor Steve Millender, you know, I'm familiar with him. He's out from up yonder, you know. West. We gave him some peanuts, and he ate the shell and all. He's out of Pennsylvania. He said, man, I don't know how y'all eat them things. I said, you don't eat the hulls, man. You just crack them open in your mouth and get the peanut out and throw the hull away. But he was eating every bit of them. He wanted to be brave, you know. And then I remember old Pastor Chris DeMark. Y'all remember him, Pastor Chris DeMark. He's out of the inner city of Pittsburgh. He had never seen a cotton ball in his life. And so he come down to one of our meetings in Georgia. And I took him down to our property that we got out there, big, you know, 240 acres of property. We still have that, working towards that. And it was a big cotton field. I remember he jumped out of that truck. I was in one of them four-wheel drive trucks, so I get back in there good, you know. He jumped out of that truck and just started running across that cotton field. Oh, cotton is real. Cotton is real. Cotton is real. Because he just grew up in the asphalt jungle. He never seen a field in his life. It was commonplace to some of us. You know, and I remember he pulled them cotton balls. He still got them now, and they're trophies sitting up there in his office. He's telling people there is such a thing as a cotton field. Well, we need to pattern ourselves after God, and A under that, how? By learning to be led of the Holy Ghost. Wherever God leads you, just follow Him. He says, in the beginning, is that what we was reading? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And what happened? The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. The Spirit of God will move in your circumstances if you will follow Him. God will show you what to do. Let me tell you about another experience about my family and our ministry patterning ourselves after God and following after Him. It was in February of last year, which is, it'll be what a week from now, Winter Bible Seminar, anyway. This month, huh? How many? 51 weeks ago. Hallelujah. I got an expert here in the audience with us. 51 weeks ago, yes, which was last year in February, we was going to Winter Bible Seminar. Now, in the 1st of February, our going to Winter Bible Seminar, if you recall back on the United States, about the middle of the United States on back that way, there was an ice storm. We got caught in ice storms, had to stop and get there a day later and just all kind of stuff. But anyway, if you'd have asked us when we was going there, if we was going to move to Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, we would have laughed. We would have told you no. But we're talking about patterning yourself after God. How? By learning to be led of the Holy Ghost. Because the glory of God, the blessings of God, and the anointing of God is learning to be led by the Holy Spirit and not by your head. My wife, Patty, she said to tell everybody hello. Hello. But my wife, Patty, had already made the decision and choice that we're not going to move. This is the house right here. She finally got her house kind of like she wanted it. Had a nice home. Had two little lakes, you know, in the back. And just things like that. It's kind of stuff we'd worked up to over the years. It wasn't something that we just grew into automatically, you know. And she got her all of her stuff like she wanted, kind of fixed up. And she had always said, I'm going to be right here unless Jesus comes gets me, because she's a homebody, you know. If Jesus comes gets me, you know, in the rapture, we're going to live right here and we ain't going to move. I'm not going to move no more. You hear me? I'm not going to move no more. She's not going to move no more. All the time that she's saying this to me and she's telling this to me, I'm shaking my head that I hear her, but in my spirit I'm saying, yeah, but I know you are. I know you are. I just didn't tell her. Sometimes, men, you've learned by now, it's best not to say everything you know. Just keep some of it in. And I said, Lord, you're going to have to deal with her. I said, you're going to have to speak to her. Because I knew when we moved in that house, I saw the house I live in now. I said, I saw the house I live in right now. I saw that 6 years before I moved there. I saw that house in just a vision, just like that as I was praying. Because I thought, man, we've arrived now. We've come to where we're supposed to be. But no, I saw that other house, and I knew that when we was buying the house. But God told me to buy the house. He said, you buy this house. In fact, I was going to buy another house that was in the same area, built by the same contractor. But I was up at Bob Palmer's. We were talking about Brother Bob Palmer up in Pensacola, New Jersey. I was up there preaching in a camp meeting. And I was up there praying. I remember in a hotel room, and the Lord said these words just as clear. I'm still talking about being led of the Spirit of God. The Lord said, don't buy the house that you're going to sign that contract on when you get back, because we'd had it cleared. When I got back on a Saturday, I was going to get back late on a Friday, flying back in, and then Saturday morning about 10 o'clock, we was going to meet the contractor, sign the papers, and you know, and get the deal rolling and everything. The Lord said, don't buy that house. I said, why, Lord? He said, because I got something better for you, and it's going to help you in the future. That's what he told me. He said, I got something better for you and it's going to help you in the future. Well, I didn't know what was going to help me in the future. I had no idea. If I did not live where I was living, I would have had a supernatural problem trying to sell my house because the housing market had busted in our area. I mean, contractors that overbuilt, all kind of things, and there's just so many houses on the market. But this particular house, we didn't even look at this house, the one we wind up buying. We didn't even look at it because it was too large and I thought it was too much money. You know what I mean? That's what I meant by too large, too much money. Woo, Lord Jesus. You know, I'm a faith man, but that's woo-wee. You know, I can't do this. My natural mind. But the Lord said, you buy that house, son. He said, it's going to be a blessing to you now and it's going to be a blessing to you in the future. Well, I didn't know all of what he said, but I'm talking about being led by the Spirit of God. Pattern your life after God. In the natural, I would have never done it. But I had a word from God to take this step. At the same time, my brother, Brother Scott.
Thank you for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast. I just want to take a moment to tell you about two of Reverend Greer's products available on our website. First is his personal testimony, Escape from Hell, which details the events that led up to him miraculously being released from prison, receiving a full pardon with the right to own a firearm, and stepping into his calling of God. This is available as a book, CD, or DVD format. Second is Reverend Greer's second book, How to Change Your Life. This book will show you how to bring permanent change in your life through the power of God. And once you've changed, change will bring success. These products, as well as many more, can be found on our online store at www.randallgreer.org or by writing us at Randall Greer Ministries, P.O. Box 140516, Broken Arrow, Oklahoma 74014. Thanks for joining us for the Word and Spirit podcast with Reverend Randall Greer. Join us here next time as Reverend Greer brings forth the Word of God in Word and Spirit. And remember, God is with us.